Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game, so just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. So happy to be here with you all. And I'm extra happy because I'm not alone. I have the lovely Colby Psychic Rebel, as well as a few other listeners that are going to be on the show today. So I'm going from lone dove to surrounded by all these beautiful women. Hello, Colby. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brandon. Hello. Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be back here.
Yeah, we had such a great response last time. Of course, for those of you who haven't ever caught Colby on the show before, we did an interview, I don't know, a year plus ago originally. And then Colby has been gracious enough to come back on the show. And Colby is an intuitive, psychic, medium, all the gifts. And she was gracious enough to give some free mini readings to listeners, and people absolutely loved it and loved the experience. And so, she's been gracious enough to come back on again. So we're going to, we have a few listeners lined up that Colby can talk to and give some insight, some intuitive insight, and should be a good time.
Yeah, I always have a great time here. So you have the best listeners ever. So it's always a joy. It really is such a privilege.
Oh, thank you, Colby. I know they appreciate that too. And before we dig in and get to the fun stuff, it's all fun stuff, right? But you had some, you and I were talking a little bit about, you know,
it's great that you have this gift and your story. And by the way, guys, if you haven't heard her story, go back to the original episode number 281 with Colby. And to this day, your story of, you know, I always ask my interviewees for a story of synchronicity or serendipity or a positive paranormal story. And to this day, yours is the top of the list, is one of the best ones. So I encourage, I love it. It's so good. I mean, the whole interview is so good. And so I encourage you guys to go back to episode 281 and hear the original interview with Colby. And before we actually started today, Colby was suggesting that we talk a little bit about how everyone can tune into their intuitive gifts, because these are gifts that we've all had. I know I've had some moments where I've had very obviously sort of clairvoyant flashes, if you will. Certainly not a rock star like you are, Colby, but, you know, like the day my grandfather died, I got a flash of intuition about it. And I remember as a little kid, I looked at my watch and I played out the scenario in my head and, you know, oh, today's the day he dies. What's the date? You know, all these things. And a few hours later, he, you know, dropped out of a heart attack or getting in a car wreck one time. I dreamed about it. And then I woke up to almost the exact same scenario, my car being hit where I'd left it downtown. So, but I think everyone's had those moments, and we all, you hear all the time how important it is to trust your gut, get in touch with your own intuition. And you have some techniques or ideas of how people can sort of nurture that and build on that. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I do believe that everyone has a degree of intuition and insight. But what happens is most times it's so subtle that people don't realize that that's what we call a hit of information. That's in our world, in ours, we call it a hit of information. So that hit of information may be, like you said, Brandon, it may be a flash of a picture, or it may be a feeling like the hair on the back of your neck stands up, or a chill that you get, or you could hear your name being called, or maybe static on the radio, that sort of sound. So all of those things are actually just ways of getting the information. Those are the tools in the toolbox, so to speak. But one tool that I'd love to share with the listeners today is called the compass. So I kind of came up with this real easy way for people to tap into their own intuition. And I'll have the listeners kind of go through it themselves, because you'll see how well it really works. And then it will guide them. If they do it properly, they'll get the answer to anything without really needing to worry about it, without needing to go back and forth in our head, because your head will pull you out. No offense, right? Positive head?
right.
But
it's
but what
positive
happens
if you
is,
shut it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut
so
up.
What we want to do is, you know, I want everyone to think of your belly button, right? You know, put your hand on your belly button. Now go just a little bit above the belly button and put your palm in that area, just above your belly button. Put your palm real flat against that area. Now, that is where your clairsentient lies. Again, your gut intuition, okay? So clairsentient. And put your palm there. You can actually feel the vibration if you're really quiet and tuned in. Now, what I want you to do is close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Brandon, I'm going to have you do this along with me, okay?
Okay.
So
great.
Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. While you're doing that, I want you to imagine a perfect circle around your palm, a perfect dial, like a compass. And in that compass, I want you to now imagine a vertical line that cuts through the middle of that compass. So from north to south, it cuts right through the middle. Now, when you have a yes, that compass is going to tilt to either your left or your right. And when you have a no, it's going to tilt to the opposite side. Okay? So Brandon, take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to ask a solid yes question, something you know is the answer to. One simple question, you don't have to think about it. Say that question out loud.
Okay, so just a little clarification first. So when you say it tilts to the left or the right, mm-hmm. So I have a line that's essentially going through the middle of my palm, right? Because my palm
right.
is going
Right.
Okay. Perpendicular across my stomach. So then it will tilt either east or west, essentially, is kind of what you're saying.
Well, it's going to be, think of a compass, and it's going to tilt. So the line has to be a vertical line. So mm-hmm. think of it as going all the way from your throat, all the way down to your belly button, cutting straight through. And it cuts right through that dial, right through that circle. So if it tilts to one side, it could be the east or west, like you're saying. If it tilts to one side, left or right, it just makes it easier, though, for the listener to think of it as their left or their right. Does it tilt to their left for a yes or right? So ask yourself a question where you absolutely know the answer. You don't have to think twice about it.
And I'm being a pain in the butt, but just a little more clarification. So when I'm it's tilting, is that like I feel it energetically or should I see it visually, in my mind's eye?
There's no right or wrong with that. If you're clairsentient, you're going to feel it. If you're clairvoyant, you're going to see it. So as long as you set an intention that it's going to tilt one side or the other, we just have to establish what side is your yes side.
So Colby, if I say left is a yes and right is a no, then that's what it is for me. Am I understanding correctly?
No, you're not.
Sorry. Okay.
You want to set an intention that when you give a true statement, it will tilt to one side, but you can't predict what side. This is the part where you have to play along.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you're making your head decide what side.
I see.
So I need you to just organically let's see what happens. And the way that we see what happens is to say a true statement out loud. Like something you know is true. One simple statement.
Got it. Okay. You want me to do that now?
Yes.
Okay. I have a son named Bradley.
Okay. Now, did it tilt to your left or to your right when you made that statement?
Left.
Okay. Now, say something that's an absolute lie. You know this is a lie, and let's see if it should tilt to the right, but let's go ahead and we want to double check it.
I have a pet poodle named Mr. Buttersworth. Okay, it tilted to the other side for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Because I don't have a pet poodle named Mr. Buttersworth for sure.
Perfect. Okay, so for you, your yes is your left, your no is right. So So now you can start asking questions to spirit, to the universe. A couple key things. It has to be one simple statement. You can't make it two questions. You can't say, am I going to get a new job in 6 months? That's two questions.
Right.
It has to be, am I going to get a new job? Yes or no? Is that going to be in 6 months? Yes or no? And just through that, you're going to see. And the more you do it, the stronger your compass will become. And you can practice it throughout the day, throughout the absolute day, every circumstance. Does this person like me? Am I going to get the job? Am I going to get another interview? All of these things. So the more people practice it, they can build their own compass and really get to the core answer of their deepest questions.
What a cool tool. What a great, you hear all the time about people using their intuition and just giving people something to latch onto like that and to work with. I love that. I will definitely be playing with that. And I'll have to give you feedback next time you're on the show.
It's really, really cool. How about we try just one or two questions that I pop to you? Just to kind of, so you can really see how it works a little bit, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, ready? So again, for the listeners, your left is your yes, your right is your no, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Brandon.
Correct.
Okay. You are in the middle of building a new company.
Correct.
You are planning on designing an app with this new company.
Correct.
Tilting for you? Is it going to the yeses or the no?
Yes. Am I supposed to answer? I assumed I was.
Good. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is you ask a question around one of those things that you've wondering, like, should I do this or should I not do this? Ask it in a simple statement, a question form, and see if you get an answer.
Okay. Should I explore the possibility of using a new developer?
I got an answer. What did you get?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a yes too. Okay, good.
I'm glad we match up, because if mine was in contrast with you, I'd really be questioning myself.
But isn't it fun? I mean, just so
it
all
is.
The listeners can do that. You know, it's a homework assignment for all the listeners. They could try it throughout
That's
the day.
Such a great, practical, usable tool. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's like super
sure.
simple. Well, it's super simple unless you're me and you like overcomplicate it and make it a little difficult. But I think everyone, after reading
it's
through
good.
All my questions, has got it. And thank you for sharing that. That is awesome.
Absolutely. Brandon's like, so what are the latitude and longitude degrees? Okay, Brandon.
Yeah, you know, the problems of being overly analytical, you know, it's a blessing and a curse at times.
So funny.
With that being said, now that you guys have some amazing new tools, or an amazing new tool to become psychic extraordinaires yourself, to tap into your intuition, we're going to see Colby flex some of her psychic muscle here with a couple of mini, mini sample readings for some listeners. And we have Callie on the line here, who has been gracious enough to offer herself up as a guinea pig. Hey, Callie, how are you?
Woohoo! Yes, hello.
Hi, Callie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, feeling very human today.
Okay, all right. So,
human is good.
Have you ever had a reading before?
I have never had a reading before.
All right, so just a couple things that I need from you. I'm going to tune in with your permission. Do I have your permission to go ahead and give you what I'm getting?
Of course.
Okay. And as I tune in, I'm going to ask you if it makes sense, if you can relate to that. So give us strong yeses, strong nos. I work clairaudiently, so I do need that energy from you. Also, it makes it much more fun for the listeners to hear your response as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple things I'm getting. I really, really feel like you're in the middle of like a total funk right now, like a spirit funk is what I'm getting. So there Yes. is this feeling of being kind of paralyzed in a way, stuck in a way, yet say, well, how do I even get out of it? Like, I know you want to get out of it, but you're feeling very stuck in the how to. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. And you're also, I know for the last few days, at least to a week, you've been on pins and needles emotionally. It's like you're very emotional, getting triggered easily. It's, you know, again, also not just quite understanding what's happening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. A couple things that I feel around this. One is that you're purging. So I want you to know spiritually you're purging. So whether that's a conscious decision or not, you asked spirit at some point, you asked the universe not too long ago, get rid of the things that are not working for me. Show me what's working for me. So they're saying, okay, you asked for it. Here you go. Am I right? Yeah. And this wasn't exactly how you were expecting it to all go down, but I got to tell you, this is how it works. So, just know that they're not going to give you something you can't handle. And this is only going to last a little bit longer. You're actually going to get to the other side of this. And when you do, you're going to feel so much stronger and things are going to be a lot more clear for you. Now, I do feel like there's also a letting go of a relationship. Okay. So I feel like either there's been a disconnect in a relationship or thinking about a disconnect in a personal relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. This is also a romantic relationship. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel like, and I am right that this is a letting go, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
If not, it is now since we're airing.
The cat's out of the bag.
But you know, listen, this is the time to be truthful with yourself. This is the time to be able to say these hard things out loud and use your voice because you know what you're feeling. You're just afraid of hurting other people's feelings. And we can do it with compassion and empathy. But the more you're in alignment with your own truth, honestly, the more it's easier to speak the truth. And it's showing more respect for the other person when you can do that. Okay. There is a feeling too, where there's got to be a time now where there's going to be more focus on you and what you're doing. You're just, you know, you're just in a mix right now of kind of saying, all right, what do I want with my life? Like, what am I doing? And I think that that's got to be a period where you're a little bit alone on that journey just to build your own strength with it. And I think you've been feeling this as well. Is that right? I mean, this isn't something I'm coming up with. I know you're feeling.
This is, I don't even know how to say it, but yep. You're like right on the nail.
Okay. All right. Well, I do get the feeling that with you, I want you to really embrace this artistic side of you as well, okay? There is this little, I don't know if it's like a bohemian or just this free spirit side of you.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And it needs to get expressed. I mean, really, I'll tell you what, a really great exercise for you, as crazy as this may sound, I would honestly go get a, what is that called? A tambourine. I would go get yourself a tambourine and oh, I would, did you buy a tambourine?
No, but I want one now.
Go get yourself a tambourine, and what you could do is play a song and really meditate to that song, but using the beat of a tambourine to work you through. You know, this way it combines, it will unite your body's vibration with the meditation and the music, and it will really synchronize mind, body, spirit all at once. It would be a really great way to synchronize it. Another great way, just for any of the listeners, a hula hoop is another great way. Mind, body, spirit. Yeah. Getting the body in movement with the meditation, with the music. But I feel like for you, it's more of a tambourine, okay? And listen, I do feel like there's going to be a move for you, honey. So I do feel like, you know, at some point you're going to have to uproot where you're from and make that bigger move. I keep seeing you go to a bigger city, a bigger space. So have you also been thinking about moving, can I ask?
Oh my goodness, that has been on my mind for a while.
Okay.
I've grown up in the same area for a long time and I'm just like, ugh, I'm done.
Okay.
You'd explore.
Yeah, it does feel like, you know, you're going to do that. And it does feel like it's just giving it, you know, maybe even one more year if you can, just to kind of build up. You know, you want to make sure you build up and have everything in alignment. So, again, as much as we love you being bohemian, we don't want you to be a homeless gypsy and not have places to go, okay? So
yeah,
I want you to really save up and plan, because I feel like if you can plan this, that's going to give you the most opportunity for success. But I do feel like you move alone. I don't see you moving with somebody else. But I do feel like once you move, you meet someone there. So, and this does feel like it's a bigger city. And I do feel like you're outside of the state you're in. So your mom is going to be so upset at me. What state are you in?
I'm in Illinois, but my mother actually lives in Florida.
Okay.
So I just got back from there like yesterday.
Okay, great. Well, if you move towards mom, she'll probably be happy. But I definitely feel you moving towards a bigger city.
Okay.
Yeah, one where there's an opportunity for you to express this artistic side of you.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, I'm processing because that is so spot on, and it was kind of hard to hear, but I kind of needed to hear it.
Oh, and just remember, you know, you were ready to hear it.
Yeah, I asked for it.
You know, well, remember, we set the intention for spirit to only work for your highest good. So just remember that. And yeah, you know, you put it out there, but just remember, this little funk you're in isn't going to last too long, okay?
Okay.
So hang in there.
Oh, thank you. I will.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Brandon, am I going to read Erica too?
Yeah. If we have time, I know we're getting down to it, but yeah, if we have one more person here, Erica, who would love to get some Colby wisdom dropped upon her, I'm sure.
Okay.
Erica, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Colby. Thank you for this.
Oh, you are so welcome, and you're open to everything. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, well, I'll tell you what. There's been, you know, you're doing okay, actually. You're not, I'll tell you what, there's been some changes that you've been making, and this feels like the changes started really within the last 3 months. You're putting together a plan for yourself. So it really feels like you're narrowing down on what you want and you're starting to kind of own it a little bit more. That's what I'm hearing. So I do feel like we're going to see some results from you owning it. There is this feeling of you coming together. You know, Erica, I really feel like you're going to have your own company. So you don't work, you don't have your own company yet, do you?
I do. But I'm actually working on expanding it at the moment.
Okay, yeah, because I see what you're having growing. It is feels like it's growing. It's getting bigger. There is this thing of uniting people, even through some level of communication is what I'm hearing as well. So does your company have something to do with communicating or connecting people as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do feel like this is going to grow a lot. There's something about you offering services as well. So it's a little complicated because
yes,
it takes off on its own, but there's also you putting, you doing part of it as well. Listen, Erica, I think there's going to be some sort of coaching that you do along with this. So I don't know if you've been planning on coaching. But
that's what I do, Colby.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Look at that. Awesome. That's perfect then. And I do feel like it's, you know, what it's going to do is you taking it to the next level. You really kind of creating these I don't really want to call it a blog because I think it's going to be bigger than a blog, but it is you creating these techniques and then it's you sharing these techniques and then you creating these like little webinars or,
yes,
and then going, doing it in front of a group of people. And so I really, really do
yes,
feel like, okay, good, good.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So I really do feel like this is going to grow. Now I want to also keep in mind, I do feel like there's a lot of potential for a book for you. Now, this is not a right now thing because some more techniques you're going to implement in this book, but mm-hmm, I actually feel like this is going to be a coaching book. I even got quickly like a title. Hold on. Like, something like coaching to your best self or something. Just think of those words that I just said, okay? But that's the premise. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely makes 100% sense. Yes.
Okay, great. And I do feel like, you know, along with this is the money factor. I really feel that there's going to be a return on this. I really feel that you're going to be very financially successful on this journey, on this endeavor. And I got to tell you, anyone who can get in now with you needs to get in now.
Right? Yes.
Awesome. Yes.
They better get in under the radar because there's going to get a point where your prices really do change, your platform changes. And this is a golden opportunity for people to get in now and be able to access the gifts you have. Because, you know, the insight that you have, because the way you do it, you combine intuition, but you also combine it with like proven scientific stuff, very strong logic stuff as well. So it's a really nice system that you've built that works, that has results. So people need to tap in early.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing.
What's so awesome about that, Colby doesn't know, I don't think, is that Erica actually co-hosts from time to time and helps me to line up interviews and so forth. So I'm sitting here laughing. You're like, you need to utilize and get in with her while you can. And I'm thinking, am I in time?
Oh, that is so funny. See?
So we work closely together.
Funny. Yes, we do.
That's really great. It's really great to know. And I will just also say quickly, I do see family around you. You having a family, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't feel that you have children yet, but I do feel like there will be a marriage with children. So you don't have children yet. Do you, Erica?
I do. My daughter is 14 years old, so she is very independent. So, but yes, I am a mom. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel like, but can I also say though, there is a possibility for more children, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. There's
going to correct. And yes, I'll just say correct.
It's going to be another, there's going to be another baby.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm not pregnant. Just disclaimer. I'm not pregnant, but yes, I know. I feel, I feel this baby coming. I've felt this baby coming for a little while now. So
So there is a new baby coming for you. And, and with this baby, you know, it's with this partner that you're with. Oh, I do feel like you're with someone. Is that correct?
I just met the most beautiful soul in the world last week. And so, yeah.
There's a lot of potential with this person. So, there's a lot of baby making potential. That's all I'm going to say here, Erica.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Erica.
Well,
there we go.
Yes.
Tell him. You got to be sure and tell him you've known him for a week. Say, oh, by the way, we're going to have babies.
Oh, he knows. He knows just as much as I know. This is not your everyday connection.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. All right. So,
thank you.
You are so welcome. Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Well, I know I'm certainly happy to be in with Erica on the ground floor. So, don't forgive me, Erica.
Oh, guess what? You know what? I have this team that came together this weekend as well. So, the fact that you just saw all this uniting of people and this growing of services, it's amazing what we're putting together. So, stay tuned.
Yay. Beautiful. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, Colby, as always, you knock it out of the park. Thank you so much for doing that. I know Erica and Callie both really appreciate it. And this is something that, by the way, guys, Colby has agreed to come on somewhat regularly and shake things up on the show and you know, bring some of her talent and excitement. Of course, I love this stuff. It's like every time I hear a reading for someone, it's just as exciting as if it were for myself. I love to hear people's excitement and reactions. And, you know, especially, Colby, when you see it sort of work as a catalyst for them. You know, it's like, you know, and you also as a medium as well, that seems like a thing with, you know, those sorts of readings when people come through, you know, loved ones from the other side. A lot of times there's people who need closure. And so I just love to see it work as sort of a healing element and also as a catalyst to sort of like with Callie saying, gosh, I really needed to hear that extra nudge. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I love it.
Very beautiful. Well, one of the things, guys, that Colby has agreed to do is to, for any of you who are listening and would like to get your own reading, you can do readings with Colby remotely, much like she's doing here for, you know, Callie and Erica. And she's even agreed to give Positive Head listeners a discount. So if you go to Colby's site, which is, what is the URL again, Colby?
PsychicRebel.com.
PsychicRebel.com, and if you use the coupon code for any of the you know different length or type of readings that she offers, you can put in 10 P head, so 10 P head, and that will give you 10% off whatever you choose.
Yes, just as a thank you to all the listeners tuning in and supporting your podcast.
Well, it's a really gracious of you to do, you know, because obviously with what you're doing, it's not like selling a widget or a, you know, here's a book that I'm selling or a product. You're investing your time, energy, soul, life force into each reading, and each one is, you know, custom and unique, right? So it's a wonderful thing that you're doing and really gracious of you to offer any kind of discount because you can't create more hours in the day for yourself. At least not yet. You're not a master of time and space that I know of.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Yeah, not yet.
And then, Colby, maybe it'd be a good moment to tell everyone about your own show and what all the cool things that you do.
Yeah, well, just if anybody's interested in just kind of tapping into your own intuition, in LA on September 10th, it's a Sunday, I have a workshop, Intro to Intuition, and I'm teaching it with another psychic medium, and we're going to come together and we're going to help everyone. So whether you have any
any idea of how this works or you've been practicing a little bit, I really enjoy, welcome you to kind of come, and it's going to be a real fun workshop of just helping people understand their own intuition. And with exercises, you'll get to practice and play, and you can find out more about it on my website. And I do Coffee with Colby every morning, 10 a.m. It's a Facebook Live feed, and it's just a morning inspirational. A few minutes help you get through the day, helps us get through the week together. It's a lot of fun. And then the last thing I do is on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. If you go to my Facebook page, Colby Rebel, you can see a live show. I did it, do it through UBM Radio, but I have guests, or I'll take callers and we do readings, but it's really a lot of fun. So those are the big things that I'm up to these days.
Yeah, and the show is wonderful. I was fortunate enough to be a guest. Yeah, a while back, and I absolutely loved it. And so I definitely recommend you guys checking all of it out.
Yeah,
Colby, you're amazing. I know. Speaking of, as we record, we're only a few minutes away from Coffee with Colby, so you need to jump and get on to weaving more magic in the world. But thank you so much for taking the time to connect and share here today. And I look forward to, you know, in another month or so, having you back on if you're willing.
I love it. Brandon, I love it. And I just really want to thank you, because your show has done so much to inspire me. And, you know, just whenever any of your listeners get a reading with me, they're the most pleasant, beautiful human beings ever. It is such a joy. And I just feel like you really have built a home for people to connect and for people to show their vulnerability and be supported in an environment in a time where not everyone sees eye to eye, and yet you're building this beautiful, sacred space for everyone. And I know I, for one, am grateful for it, and I'm sure your P-heads are too.
Oh, thank you so much, Colby. You're such a lovely reflection. And I'm actually going to see if I can make it up on September 10th. So any of you guys that are in the LA area, my intention, now I'm just hearing about it now for the first time as well. So I'm gonna look at my schedule and see if I can make it there. So you may see me there as well. I would love to learn more. And I believe working even with that technique that you shared with the compass earlier, you know, those sorts of things, however small, like how powerful that is for someone to set the intention to say, all this noise coming from the outside world, bombarding us with, here's how you need to view this. Here's how you need to view that. Here's how you do this. Here's what you should eat. No, don't eat that. That's good for you. Yeah. That's bad for you. No, oh no, it's good for you. I mean, and it's like overwhelming. So I love the idea of, hey, what is a tool where I can go and look within myself for the answers? Because at the end of the day, our connection with our higher self or source or whatever you want to call it, that is the ultimate Google, right? That's the ultimate information stream. And if we can have little tools like that and work on honing our intuition and our own personal skills, so we don't need to necessarily, we can listen to this outside feedback, but at the end of the day, turn within and see what our own inner guidance is telling us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you again for having me on.
Thank you. I was going to call you Coffee. Thank you, Coffee with Colby. Thank you, Colby. Much love to you. You're wonderful. And until next time, journey well.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
If you're in business, you probably have a website. But can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.